We reach out by phone to talk to Jason Cairns in Eau Claire. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I kind of stumbled out the door. Everything was fine. I had my cell phone. I had my glasses in my shirt pocket. I had probably a smaller amount of book. I had my lunch pail. But I got this backyard fence, and my first leg went over it this morning. There is a motion light, so there's a little light. But the second leg did not adequately make it, and Mark took a tumble right there. So that's humbling.
I feel like we just talked about that a month or two ago.
You know, the problem last time, I think the first foot didn't necessarily get over. And the fence is a problem. And then, I don't know. So it's something that I just need to recognize. My first big hurdle of the day is getting over that fence with both of my legs.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and to slow down and make sure that you're getting over it.
Yeah. Because, you know, I'm 59, but, you know, people, older people in falling, but the thing is like, that's like on the ice, not, but, you know, this is like part of an Olympic obstacle course or something, so.
There you go. If you'd have been a hurdler in high school, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Edwin Moses, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And then the thing is that the lunch pail spilled, I pick things up, I take off, I'm on my way to work. And then I'm like, my glasses. I need glasses to read. And I have found Pat Wall's glasses, our chief engineer's on his desk before, but that's no guarantee. So then you go back, sure. And then you get late. And so playing catch up this morning. So.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be talking to you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be. By the way, I went back and could not find the glasses, so I had to go back in the house to get some extras. All right. You had contributed to last night, Brian Wilcombe, who is the creator of Jesus Fit, has a creative outreach once a month, and it was at the Brewing Project in Eau Claire. And we had, there were four different people who contributed, and yours was the fourth. Very well written and shared. And the thing, it's funny because I volunteered to be a reader on the second one, but I would have loved to have read yours. But it was a great idea from Brian. It was called Imperfect Gratitude. What are things you're grateful for that you wouldn't maybe have expected to be?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he had asked me about contributing something to that last week at some point. He reached out, and I really wrestled with that. And, you know, one of the big questions I asked is, what if you don't feel particularly grateful?
Uh-huh.
You know, because I think that's a reality is we have this idea that, you know, I should just be grateful all the time, and maybe there's some truth to that, but you know, if I'm honest, I don't always feel that way. And so that was part of what I put into my piece to him.
Well, it was good. And I can see your good writing again, your clear thinking, your good writing and honesty. And that all blends together. And so I want to use that as a question for people today. I guess I did share a little bit in it tied to, you know, Habakkuk's death and what God has done. And I wasn't grateful that Habakkuk died, but I'm grateful for what God's done subsequently with a lot of clean water and so much more in Liberia. But anyhow, I would like people, basically imperfect gratitude, or what's something you're thankful for you wouldn't have expected to be on the listener line at 715-396-1670, right?
Yeah. Yep. Good thought.
All right. Good. I don't know, Jason. This is talk about a hurdle to get over. We've got seven verses to close out Mark 5. What do we do here?
I'm willing to tackle it if you are.
All right. Well, you read the scripture, and then we'll kind of size it
up. Let's see where we get there. Sure. Yeah, so it starts at verse 37. It says, "Then Jesus stopped the crowd, and I wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, 'Why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only asleep.' The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room and where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, 'Talitha cum,' which means, 'Little girl, get up.' And the girl, who was 12 years old, immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened, and then he told them to give her something to eat."
All right, and here's how Jason tackles those closing verses of Mark 5 in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. "Together with Peter, James, and John, he continued to Jairus' house. Jesus pushed through the wailing crowd, asking, "Why all this weeping? She is not dead. She is sleeping." With tears still wetting their cheeks, they laughed at him. They knew the difference between sleep and death, and this girl was not sleeping. He sent the mourners out of the house. Only Jairus and his wife, Peter, James, and John, and Jesus remained. Jesus took the girl by the hand, leaned in close, and whispered, "Little girl, arise." She immediately got up and walked about, amazing all who witnessed it. "My son has the power to make, take, and restore life, yet people are awed by it every time." Jesus told them, "Do not tell anyone about this, but give your daughter something to eat." Final thoughts.
Yeah, I think just that reminder that, you know, how often can we be amazed by the power of God working? I think we can say that we believe that, but actually witnessing it happen, I think sometimes it's shocking to us.
That is a great sentence. I have underlined it right now. "My son has the power to make, take, and restore life, yet people are awed by it every time." Good stuff, friends. See you for breakfast tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. Our buddy Jason Cans, the Wib Wake Up Show, will leave you a seat, listeners, at the breakfast table at Randy's tomorrow morning. Hope to see you there. Our question of the morning is, share with us your unexpected gratitude. Yeah, not the usual standard answers for Thanksgiving, but in a fallen world, we all face trials and difficulties and hardships and heartbreaks. And so what's your unexpected gratitude? What's something you're thankful for you maybe never would have imagined at the time? 715-396-1670. Here's what PCD John has to say from Ladysmith.
Mark, that's a very interesting question you have today. I find myself thinking of years back of things that happened that I wasn't thankful for, and yet today I am glad that they had happened. In retrospect, then I give thanks for these little things that probably wouldn't mean much to anybody, but when I think about them, it means a lot to me, so I give thanks to God for blessing me in that manner.
Asking you this morning, what's something that you're unexpectedly grateful for? When it happened to you, you were not grateful for it then, and you weren't maybe for quite a while. But as you look back, you go, you know what? I'm thankful for that. We're asking you to share that on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group or on the listener line in your own voice. Talk or text line, 715-396-1670.
Hi, Mark. This is Jerome. I just wanted to share that I am so thankful for the open heart surgery I had a couple years ago and a couple more serious health issues since that the closeness it's brought me to the Lord, the greater knowing for the need that I have for Him, but mostly that just a new closeness I would have never had. I am so thankful for that. And He deserves all my thankfulness and praise. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can guarantee I grew up around more books than people. And that's not to say I didn't grow up around people. I just grew up around a lot of books. And speaking of books, in a survey by Thrift Books, several fascinating trends about American reading habits and preferences have emerged. Firstly, the adage, "Don't judge a book by its cover," seems to be more myth than reality. A significant 57% of readers admit to choosing books based solely on their covers, and 96% of these readers found the books met their expectations. The influence of screen adaptations on reading choices is notable, with 67% of respondents preferring books that have inspired movies or TV shows. When it comes to reading time, 88% of avid readers prefer daytime reading. What books have you been getting into lately? You can reach out at our text line, 715-396-1670. Personally, I remember reading so much back when I was in school, and then as I came out of it, just sort of fell off in the COVID years and what have you, and I just haven't been doing it too much in the modern day. A man who loves reading just coming into the studio here. you wanna jump in on this one?
Yeah, I was tending with things on WOGO,
right.
So my apologies. Bring me up to speed here.
Yeah, Just talking about
reading habits.
Reading habits in a survey. Right. We talked about people generally pick books based on their cover and prefer books that inspired a TV show or movie.
So we do judge books by their cover.
Apparently, 57% of us primarily do.
Yeah.
But 96% of us also said the books met their expectations. So,
yeah, it's interesting. I think when you talk about you get your fiction people versus your nonfiction and reading habits. I think what's amazing is when you see all that other people read. I'm like, when do you get the time? Because it seems like our phones gobble up so much of our reading, right? And then the other screening, and then TVs or radio or podcasts. Yeah. It's hard to find the time. The biggest time I settle in is before bed, and then you read as much as you can before you nod off.
Yeah, and that's interesting because the final thing found in the survey was 88% of people are daytime readers.
Yeah. Well, good to them. And it's good to have material with you. Bring it with you and read when you can, when you get those opportunities.
Sure. Don't miss out on those opportunities.
Uh-huh. And your WIB Wake Up Show weather brought to you this Friday, the 17th of November. The eve of the gun deer season by Bush and Gillis Furniture. Shop for furnishings for every room of your home or cabin at Bush and Gillis Furniture in Ladysmith, Rice Lake, and Spooner. We're not hunters, but we do radio together.
That's
something
true.
That, you know, father and son. But hey, if you're a father and son hunting trip, we wish you the well. More and more daughters hunting.
Yeah, and we hope you wish us well in our endeavors here on the airwaves.
Exactly. We're not wearing orange.
No. Well, you don't know. We could be wearing anything.
But I found that with me, there can be dangers even going over a fence. Yeah, I stumbled this morning. You know, the last time, and I shared that with Jason in the best 5 minutes of the day at 5:45. He's like, it seems like we were just talking about this. Yeah, that was the other foot, and I fell on the other side. We got this fence in the backyard because of the dogs. And we've got a growing number of dogs because Athena's expecting.
Yeah, exciting stuff. This has been, we've had dogs for... Five years.
Mm-hmm.
And we expected puppies in the first
year. Yeah.
Although,
you know, Wesley didn't arrive on the scene till the spring of 2019.
Okay.
So.
We expected puppies before now. So at this point, I don't think any of us were expecting it to happen. And it's looking like finally will. It's kind of surreal.
Yeah, it is. So anyhow, she's due like mid-December. So
We'll
keep you posted here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV. But be careful out there, whatever you're doing, shopping, hunting, whatever. Wow, it's that time already?
It is.
All right, we know. Here's Caleb does such a good job introing us, so here we go. We know you lead busy life. You know what? Stop the music.
Oh, man.
He never starts the music till we get to the...
Oh.
We know you lead busy lives, and so we recognize that, and so we try to serve you. We aggregate the news and bring it to you in this condensed fashion. It's headlines, and here it is. And now the music.
Okay.
There we go. In a survey, over half of Americans believe stuffing and dressing are different.
The difference? Stuffing is the seasoned bread you stuff inside the turkey before roasting it. Dressing is what you have trouble doing after stuffing yourself on Thanksgiving.
That's for sure, after that third piece of pie.
Well, Black Friday is exactly 1 week away.
Which means you should start waiting in line now.
Patience is a virtue.
A study finds Starbucks festive-themed hot drinks have the same amount of sugar as not one, not two, but three cans of Coca-Cola.
Three times the sugar, 10 times the energy.
Wow.
Researchers studying Christmas buying habits say women prefer their Christmas shopping list at least 6 weeks in advance. They also found women drop hints that what they'd like for Christmas.
That's the problem. If they really want men to know what they want for Christmas, they might want to think about writing it on his hand.
That might work.
A study finds that men are more successful at getting dates if it's a sunny day when they ask a woman out.
Because nothing says romantic like squinting at each other and sweating profusely.
That's how your mother and I met.
Health experts say that by adding any kind of movement into our day, it benefits our health.
So each night before you go to bed, hide the TV remote in a different place.
That'll do the trick.
And finally this morning, there are now 6.6 billion smartphone subscriptions in the world.
Which is why Earth will soon be named Planet Verizon.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Finding the best nap length can be the trickiest part of a midday snooze. Is 20 minutes okay? What about 30? Maybe 60? Researchers say in order to make waking up easy and prevent your afternoon siesta from affecting your bedtime, your power nap should be a short and sweet 20 minutes. Experts say short power naps can give your brain a boost, allowing you to better problem solve, concentrate, and make decisions. Once you hit the 30-minute mark, you run the risk of experiencing sleep inertia. This is when you awake feeling groggy and exhausted despite having slept. A little knowledge for your Friday afternoon about your napping habits. Now, without further ado, that One Fest artist reveal.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, a finally Friday morning. Caleb and Halvo with you, joined by Heather, the founder of OneFest 2024. Again, there's just so much buzz around this new location, the Chippewa Valley Festival Grounds in Kadot. Heather Gott has been doing so many amazing things, and I know we have an announcement, and people are going to be wanting that, but first, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
And again, when we look at this, how OneFest has grown to outgrowing the wonderful spot in Chippewa Falls and now moving to Kadot, I mean, that just has to be, again, a dream come true, a constant praise.
It is. You know, I think when God gave me the vision originally, it was going to be in those bigger fest grounds, probably. And I did think about the Rock and Country Fest grounds. So I'm excited to see that come to fruition. Loved the fairgrounds. They were awesome to work with for the 5 years we were there. So kudos to them for accepting us in, not knowing how we would do, and then being able to grow it. And now we're actually getting to that site where it's meant to be for a festival. And so the opportunities are so exciting.
So, Heather, we've got an artist announcement to make today, but maybe help us kind of set the scene. Who do we already know? Who do we already know that's coming to OneFest 2024?
The ones we already know are Jeremy Camp, and he was supposed to be with us in 2020 and then unfortunately couldn't because of COVID, but we are bringing him back, and he's super excited to come back. And, of course, we've upped our game. We're super, super excited with Toby Mac coming. So, yeah, those are the two that we've announced so far, and I'm excited to announce the one we are today, too.
Laying the table there, Jeremy Camp and Toby Mac, but who joins them as the third artist to be announced? And we've got a drum roll.
10th Avenue North.
All right, 10th Avenue North. Fantastic. Tell us more.
So 10th Avenue North was with us our first year, and they did an amazing job, but they were cut short because of a pop-up shower. And Mike Donahue was on the stage, and he came back, and he still did an acoustic show. And so he's excited to come back and be able to finish his show with the band. The band did disband for a while, but they're back together, and so it's kind of like the revival of 10th Avenue North.
They have this new song, Suddenly, again, and Mike has described this song as kind of a sequel to Losing, and saying, hey, when you're holding on to bitterness, when you're not forgiving, you're just hurting yourself. And now the song Suddenly, as a sequel to that, is talking about just the freedom we have when we forgive. And again, I think Halvo and I would both say that Mike is one of our favorite songwriters, and we're so excited, so pumped. It's been so hard to not let anybody know about this.
You haven't known for too long, so.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike actually talks about OneFest in his book, of all things. He wrote a book. If you haven't read it, check it out. He talks about how he wasn't in control that night at being at OneFest, and that was kind of sending him in, and God was sending him in a different direction, but he felt called to be back on stage to do that acoustically, and now he gets to come back and do the full band. So we're super excited for that.
For those who've seen them before live at 10th Avenue North, great, and so many great songs. That's why Caleb and I go back and forth. But then Mike, as he did go solo here in more recent years, fantastic songs there. I hope he'll do some of those. But then, wow, it's almost like they came back for OneFest. I mean, you know,
right?
I mean, they just made the announcement here a couple weeks ago.
They did.
Last week.
It was all about OneFest. Just kidding.
So again, we have Jeremy Camp, Friday night headliner. We have Toby Mac, Saturday night headliner. And now just announced 10th Avenue North is joining as well. And again, there's something really exciting starting on the 22nd. It's called Price Slide. One-Fest.com is going to be folks' best opportunity to get the best deal until the festival on tickets.
That's right. We're working with an awesome company. What happens is you encourage your friends and family and beyond and social media as many people to buy tickets. And if the more people who buy, the more that price goes down. It's super exciting.
It really is. And again, One-Fest.com. It's 1 week. week only, November 22nd through the 28th. And also, Heather, again, you guys are always out there trying to put information on your social media, on your website about, you know, some of these questions. Because, yeah, things are moving to the new Chippewa Valley Festival grounds, or to a new location at the Chippewa Valley Festival grounds. So much room there. Again, great camping, and there's reserve seating. There will be a pit as well, too. And that actually is great for folks in the reserve seating and folks who love the pit.
Yeah, so what we had at the fairgrounds was the reserve seating was behind the pit. And there was a lot of people standing in front of folks. But at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds, the reserve seats are higher than the pit. The pit is lower. And so you will still have great visual if you have your reserve seats. But the pit is there for anybody who's in our general who want to get a little closer. And we have some great standing room up there than in the pit.
Heather, we don't want to get greedy, and we know we're not going to get another artist announcement now, but like, when can we expect word of other artists to be added to this fantastic start here?
In my perfect world, I will be announcing a new one in December. But hold a note.
And hint, hint, OneFest tickets make great Christmas gifts as well. And you can get that done again with the Price Slide flash sale, 1 week only, November 22nd through the 28th. Cannot wait for OneFest 2024. Heather, thank you so much for joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Thank you, guys.
Without further ado, your best of the WIB Wake Up Show for this week.
Caleb, people keep telling me I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop anytime I want.
Man, I like that one.
Welcome to Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, that's for sure. Uh-huh. It was always my mother's least favorite day of the week.
Why?
She said, because you come in on work on Monday and you can talk about the weekend, but then Tuesday, you still have 4 days of work left and you've already talked about the weekend.
The number for the day is 10.1. The size in inches of the world's largest mosquito, which was discovered in China in 2017. That is a nightmare. What? A 10-inch mosquito? You gotta be kidding me. Wow. That is crazy. Well, remember, Where's Waldo? We like to play a game here on Mondays called Where's Drew? It doesn't have the same alliteration, but nonetheless, I think Drew Frelick's more interesting than Waldo. He's an author.
Not quite the same ring.
He's lived in China. I mean, but he is obviously a native of Michigan. But where do you find yourself this Monday morning, Drew?
I find myself in Maumee Bay, Ohio, this morning for the Vineyard Regional Pastors Conference.
Huh.
So,
all right, so anytime a Michigan guy is in Ohio, you got to check your back, don't you?
I mean, yeah, maybe. My dad, he's like an old school Michigan guy. He always goes, I hold my breath when I drive through Ohio to talk to you.
Yeah,
stuff
right. So when does the conference run through?
It goes through Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We've got the national director here. He's talking. Mm-hmm. And just all the pastors from Michigan and Ohio just awkwardly sitting in a room trying to act like, there's not a lot of tension between us. So we're
The question is this. The average adult used to buy about 15 of these annually, about 15 of what per year? Here's the incorrect answers. It's not deodorant sticks. It's not VHS movies. It's not light bulbs, greeting cards, or pairs of pants. It's not CDs, haircuts, jars of peanut butter, or packs of gum. It's not magazines, postage stamps, pens, car washes, movie tickets, books, bars of soap, or candy bars.
It is also not a paper map, batteries, notebooks, prepaid phone cards, postcards, or pairs of shoes.
And again, one of those answers was quite, quite close.
Hey, it's Mike from Eau Claire.
Hey, Mike, what do you think?
Is it DVD movies?
Did the average adult used to buy 15 DVDs per year? Mike?
You're absolutely correct.
Way to go, Mike.
What gave it away for you this morning, Mike?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What gave it away to you?
Well, you said it was close, and I heard VHS movies and thought maybe DVD.
That was the one.
We were wondering if somebody would be able to pick that out of the lineup there. Great job.
What is the best Christmas present you could receive?
I'm not sure.
A broken drum. You can't beat it. The WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. We try to make you laugh, and maybe sometimes the emotional tunes may bring you to tears. Everything in between.
I like those bits. I found myself sort of smiling through that one. That was good.
Well, I'll tell you what, you and Sam taking the full 3.5-hour show next Friday, Black Friday. We'll
try to leave you with the best of the week, but it'll be kind of a short week, just Monday through Wednesday for Caleb and I. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got to make those days count.
Mm-hmm. We will.
Bring your A game.
We will. We'll try. All right. So, yeah, closing out, Mike Donaghy and 10th Avenue North Music. That's the big announcement. Mike Donaghy teaming up with Jeremy Camp and Toby Mac. What a one fest shaping up for next August, huh?
Yeah, exciting stuff coming your way in the year to come. Closing out this year strong with Thanksgiving and Christmas still on the way.